This is Monday, January 21st, Ungodly.
Good evening.
Good evening.
That was a nice one, wasn't it? Good evening. Good evening.
I come back and everything is messed up.
No, everything is not messed up. I just have to collect myself. All right. Last week we talked about being perfect, and that's going to be the theme for this whole year of 2013, to realize that you are perfect. We all know that this thing that we call God, this thing we call the universe, is perfect. And something that is perfect cannot make something that is not perfect. Therefore, you must be perfect. The world does not teach you that, and most brand name churches do not teach you that. They want to tell you that you're imperfect so that they can fix you in some way, so that they can hold this thing that they call God, or even the man called Jesus, as an example, instead of telling everyone is perfect, and we can all be perfect. I've all started these classes with so many things. I've told you that you were gods and goddesses, which is absolutely the truth. So now, if you let that sink in and you let the idea that you're perfect sink in, realize how that can change your life instead of letting your mind pick you apart all the time. The only thing that ever picks you apart or picks at you is your own mind. If you think somebody else or something outside of you is doing that, it is not. It's only mind. It's always going to be mind. It's going to be your mind. So you must stop that type of thinking, and you must sit yourself down and say, I am absolutely perfect, just the way I am. Now, we can add things to that. We can learn more. We can gather more knowledge. But we can't be less than perfect. We cannot say that God is perfect and God created us and we're imperfect. That's an impossibility. An impossibility. So, think of yourself from now on as perfect. And when that little mind of yours wants to start picking you apart, wants to tell you no, you're not, make it stop. You have to do that. You yourself have to do that. No one can do it for you. I can tell you that you're perfect. If you do not believe that, you will not believe it. You have to make yourself believe it. You see, I can tell you anything, but unless you know it for yourself, it doesn't mean a thing. It doesn't mean a thing. So, start seeing yourself as perfect and give up the idea that the world has that you are not perfect, that you do this, you do that. Yes, we do many things, and we may make mistakes and so forth, but that does not take away our perfection. You must always go to that perfection and see yourself as perfect. See yourself as whole and complete and perfect. Whole and complete and perfect. Does anyone remember the affirmation that I gave you a long time ago? I am the full expression of God's love. Full expression. Not partial, but full expression of God's love. God's love is perfect. God is perfect. Therefore, you are perfect. So let that sink into your consciousness. Along with all the other things that I start class with, that you are gods and goddesses, that such is the nature of life, that all it asks and all it wants is an opportunity to appear. And you are that opportunity, and so am I. What does that mean? That means you are God, and therefore you are perfect. So do not allow your mind to talk you out of it. And do not allow the world or anyone else to talk you out of it. You must do that for yourself. You must do that for yourself. You must learn to change your mind, and you must learn to keep it changed. Andy likes the expression that I use. It's easy to change your mind. It's difficult to keep it changed, because it always wants to fly back to what it was before. Your mind will always take the road of least resistance. It will always take the road of least resistance. So you do that for yourself. Now, with that said, I have some other things I want to do tonight. And I'm so glad Thomas is here, because he's going to tell us about Florence Shinn. We talked about Florence Shinn last week, and he was able to use the principles of Florence Shinn to manifest a great deal of money for himself in 1 month's time. So he'll tell that story after this. This I brought tonight because what is metaphysics? Paula brought this up last week about metaphysics. Is it this? Is it that? And what about it? So here is just a quick thing, and we'll go through it so you see what this is all about. Everyone has a metaphysical theory. Whether or not he or she is aware of it, or even knows what metaphysics is, a person's metaphysical theory determines to a significant extent how that person experiences the world, how you experience the world. So if you can change your mind and know that you're perfect, can you see then how the world will change around you? Remember, you do not see with your eyes, you see with your mind. And if you're seeing through perfection, you're going to see nothing but perfection. But if you think you're imperfect, you're going to find imperfection everywhere. That is the way it works. The same way with lack and limitation. If you see lack and limitation, or believe in lack and limitation, you're going to see it. If you believe in prosperity and abundance, you're going to see it. What is metaphysics? I have sometimes heard people say that metaphysics means beyond the physical. Well, that description reflects some approach to metaphysics and some metaphysical concern. It is somewhat simplistic. The term metaphysics emerged when the writings of Aristotle, 384 to 322 BCE, were collected. So this whole idea of metaphysics, this whole idea of new thought, is a way before Christianity, a way before this man called Jesus. There was another group of people called the Essenes that knew all about metaphysics and knew all about new thought. We call it new thought, and we think we discovered it only a year or so ago. It's been around thousands of years, and at least thousands of years before Christianity. Okay, we're collecting Aristotle's book, Metaphysica, was given this title because it was placed after his book, Physica, which was about physics. Metaphysics is that context meant after physics. The subject matter of Aristotle's Metaphysica was the study of first principle of knowledge, the most general and basic terms for describing the universe as a whole. We'll back up a moment and I will tell you this. The study of first principles of knowledge. What is first principle? First principle is always God, people. First principle is always God. So it's a knowledge of God. Aristotle himself referred to his subject matter as theology and divine science. You know, we had a branch, I don't know if it still exists, but we had a branch of metaphysics which was called divine science. It was called divine science. And then there was science of mind and the other one that Mary Baker Eddy had, Christian science. But divine science at one time was a movement here in the United States at the same time of Ernest Hoehn, because he believed that if we understood the universe as a whole in the most basic and general way, we also have a rational understanding of God and God's works. And that's what we talked about last week, and the topic of this month is ungodly. And we decided last week that there's nothing ungodly anywhere. People use that word ungodly. Everything has to be God. So there's no such thing as ungodly. We think we do something and that's ungodly. It's against God. I want to tell you that nothing is ever against God. You cannot offend this thing that we call God. God is not offended by any of the actions that you do. You may offend your culture. You may offend the society that you live in, but you cannot offend God. And they always want to tell you, be a good person or you offend God. You are perfect. You are already good, and you're never going to offend God. Another little expression that I use and I just love, and maybe you have forgotten it, is God never sits in judgment upon itself through you. God never sits in judgment upon itself through you. God does not judge people. God does not do that. The same way God does not forgive. Brand name churches tell you to ask God for forgiveness. To ask God for forgiveness. That's absolutely ridiculous. Because God never condemns. You see, you cannot offend God, and God never condemns anything that you do. Society does that. Culture does that. Brand name churches do that. But this thing called God does not do that. So give that idea up if you think that you're doing something that is ungodly or against God. You cannot do that. It's an impossibility. Some people do not believe in rationally understanding the universe, God, or our relationship to God. Here again, remember, when we use the word universe and God, it's one and the same thing. You say, well, you can drop universe in. I can say universe or I can say God. It's always going to be one and the same thing because there's only God. There's not God and the universe. There's God as the universe. The same way there's God as me. There's God as you. However, for those who believe that we have been given the gift of reason for the purpose of growing in understanding and progressing as a species, metaphysics is a worthwhile study. Christians believe that Jesus Christ is Lord and Savior, but we can also say that Jesus was the greatest of the practical metaphysicians. Jesus taught how the universe operates in terms of general principles, using concise statements and parables as illustrations. His teachings indicate his metaphysical perspective. The healings and other blessings Jesus bestowed indicated his power as a metaphysical practitioner. And we can all be practitioners science of mind or religious science, whichever you want to call it. They have classes to teach you how to become a practitioner so that you can heal not only yourself, you can heal other people. And here again, I want to tell you this little secret. We never heal anybody. We heal ourselves. When we heal ourselves, the other person is healed. Because if you think, oh, I'm going to heal that person because they have this wrong with them and that wrong with them. If you can see wrong in that person, that wrong has to be inside of you, or you couldn't see it. So they don't tell you that, and they think practitioners go out and heal people. You heal yourself. When I heal myself, the other person is healed. When I look out and I see the perfection that each one of you has, when I look out and see each one of you as God, I'm sending a healing. I'm sending a blessing to you. All we're here on this plane of action is to be recognized. I'll go back a minute to Mary Baker Eddy. She was the founder of Christian Science. And she was a very good practitioner. She healed people. And they said to her, Mary, how do you do that? She said, when people come towards me to be healed, I recognize their perfection. I recognize the perfection. She didn't recognize the illness. She looked at them and saw the perfection in them. And that's what we're all doing. What do we want most in life? We want to be recognized. We want to be recognized. And she could recognize people. And she could recognize the God in those people. And she healed that way. Ernest Holmes was able to do that also. I don't know if you people realize that Ernest Holmes used to have a hospital here in Los Angeles.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, he did. You can look that up. I don't tell lies, you know. But the American Medical Association made him close it down. You cannot step on the turf of the American Medical Association. You want to get yourself into trouble, you tell them you can heal somebody and you'll be in jail before you know it. They will come down on you like a ton of bricks because only the American Medical Association is allowed to heal anybody. It's all a turf war out there. Unity, and this comes from unity, by the way. Unity looks to the life and teachings of Jesus Christ for the standards and guiding principles of our form of practical metaphysics. And many times, unity is called practical metaphysics. All metaphysics should be practical. You see, Ernest Holmes wanted it to be practical. He did not want it to become intellectual. Because once it becomes intellectual, then your mind is doing, it's telling you, oh, how superb I am. I've read all these books, and my intellect is wonderful. I know a lot of smart people, a lot of intellectual people. They couldn't heal a wart. Just as science has theoretically and applied branches, so too are these theoretical and practical aspects of metaphysics. The theoretical side of metaphysics is concerned with giving an account of the universe in the most general terms and the most fundamental categories. Fundamental, and here again, when we're saying universe, we're saying God. We make this very simple. You must see the connection with everything in life. Practical metaphysics is the application of physical ideas to everyday life. That's what we want. We want to get through the day, don't we? You know, day by day, we want to get through the day. We don't care about what's going to happen tomorrow. It's only today. We don't know if tomorrow is going to come. It is concerned with fuller expression of human potential, health, character development, creativity, harmonious relationships, and success. Now, let's go back a moment to Jesus. And what did Jesus say? I have come so that you may have life and have it more abundantly. That word abundantly and more abundantly does not mean more consumer goods and shopping malls. Abundant life means the life that is inside of you, that God that is inside of you, becomes more abundant, meaning bigger inside of you and bigger inside of you, till it bursts out of you. So, think of that, along with it being perfect, that this is building inside of you, that you are building something. And not in a wimpy way. So many people get so afraid that they'll get so religious that no one will like them, you know. Don't worry about that, you know. We're not going to get that, you know. And who cares if people like you or not? That's not what you're here for. What are you here for? You're here to like yourself. You're here to fall in love with yourself. You're here to see your own perfection. You're here to know that you're one with God. And if you concern yourself with that, you don't have to worry about what other people are thinking. Remember, what other people think about you is none of your business. None of your business. Just let it go. They have their thoughts. Let them have them. I think, well, they'll hang themselves one day. Some of the categories of study in metaphysics are cause, being, substance, unity, multiplicity, the absolute, the relative, potentiality, and actuality. What do these ideas have to do with healing relationships and happiness? It is not the ideas themselves, but rather our belief about those ideas that determine our experience. Remember that? It's always done unto you as you believe. It's in your belief system, and you're the only one that knows how to change your belief system. And you know, there are many techniques that you want, if you want to use techniques to do that. When I told you before, when I first started this 35, maybe 40 years ago, I was a mess, an absolute mess. And I was in the real estate business, and I was all in Atlanta, Georgia. And I did affirmations from one traffic light to the next traffic light, and then I changed that affirmation and did the next affirmation and the next affirmation. I completely saturated myself in this teaching, and I completely changed my way of thinking about things. All the garbage that was in there, I let go of. And I'll give you another practical way to do that and to think about that if you're concerned with your consciousness or with your thinking. Think of your mind as a fishbowl filled with water. And every time you do an affirmation, you say a positive thing about something, you are dropping a pebble into that bowl. And as you drop pebble after pebble in there, what happens? The water comes up, the negativity comes up, all that garbage that you've held, all those lies and myths that you were taught, all that conditioning that you had, comes up, 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 and runs over the side. And now, in your container, which is your mind, are only the little pebbles. Are only the little pebbles. Try it. Do it. It works. All this stuff is very practical. Okay, I want to do one more thing here, and then we're going to let Thomas tell us a story. This is Success by Ralph Waldo Emerson, and I think we had this once before, but I got this at the memorial service I went to, and I thought it was so wonderful to do again. To laugh often and much, to win the respect of intelligent people, and the affection of children, to learn the appreciation of honest critics, and endure the betrayals of false friends, to appreciate beauty, to find the best in others, to leave the world a bit better, whether by a healthy child, a garden patch, or a redeemed social condition, to know even one life has breathed easier because you have lived. This is to have succeeded. You see, and we think we have to do absolutely horrendous things to succeed in this world. Think of that. If you're kind to one person, if you lighten one person's burden, that is success. That is what it's all about. It's not building skyscrapers and all that. Nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that. But so many people think they don't contribute enough that they didn't. If you tend a flower bed and leave that behind, that is success. That is success. So think of those things. And always come from the idea that you are perfect. Now, last week we talked about Florence Shin. The reason why we talked about Florence Shin Not only because she was a metaphysician, but because she kept everything simple. She kept everything simple. She did not cheat. She may have been intellectual. I don't know. They say she was a wonderful talker, and she could fill auditoriums with what she had to say. Thomas read her book, and I think we put it on the internet for everyone. Everyone got it. So Thomas, tell us how you used the simple truths of metaphysics taught by Florence Shinn, and tell them what you did with them. Please.
October, somebody contacted me and said they wanted to write me a check for $29,000 for no apparent reason. There was no rhyme or reason to it. And it kind of caught me by surprise, and I had to explain it to my wife. It took her about 5 seconds to sign off on the paperwork. And then I had to wait until the middle of December before the actual check would come. But even before the check even came, I don't know, things were kind of up and down for me, and I don't know, crazy with the kids and whatever, stuff at school, and just trying to get them to focus. And that would kind of throw me off from what I was supposed to be doing, which is loving myself and being worthy, deserving, totally lovable, and matter. So, to be honest, those are the two things. Me telling myself those two sayings every morning, every day. I mean, all through the day, I would come up and all of a sudden something would like knock me off balance, and I'd have to remember. Keep saying those things. Keep like overflowing myself with that thought of loving myself and worthy, deserving, fully loving my matter. That was it. There was no Florence Shinn involved. Well, she kind of came after, but it was those two things that just kept me moving forward. So here we come until December, right? And then I'm like, I kind of thought about it. Oh, okay, it's coming. It's here. It's already here. Don't have to think about it. And then sometimes my wife or somebody would ask me, hey, did you go check the mailbox? Or, and all of a sudden I'd get these negative thoughts like, oh, it's not there. Oh, no. And then I would call the phone number that you're supposed to call to like find the status, and they go, they don't have any updates. They go, we closed this phone number. Just expected in the middle of December. And then they would just hang up. Okay, I have to go back to worthy, deserving, totally love my man, worthy, deserve all these things. That's the only thing that kept me moving forward and not dwelling on, oh, it's not going to happen. Oh, it was all now they're not doing it. Here we are, December 14th, and it's not here. Oh, yeah. All that negative thoughts. But those negative thoughts would quickly get dispersed by me just repeating those two things. And then, sure enough, I went to the mailbox, I don't know, a couple days after the middle of December. And sure enough, she was there, deposited, all that stuff. Everything was wonderful. So I started thinking about, you know, if I had to tell the story to tell people how it happened. And I realized it doesn't matter how it happened. The only reason it actually happened is because I kept my mind moving forward and always loving myself through this whole process. So now that I start other stuff, other endeavors, other businesses, whatever I'm planning to do, those things keep me moving forward through all those things, because if you try to, I don't know, start any new project or do anything, you hear all these people tell you about it's difficult, you got to do this. People are going to stop you, all this other stuff. And I don't let them say that. I let them say it, but as soon as they say it, I just keep repeating to myself, I'm worthy, deserving, totally love my head. I love myself. Thomas, I love you. Thomas, I love you. And it just goes so smooth. All of a sudden, the things that I thought that they were making me sound, they would make it sound like it was hard to get. I'd like make a phone call to somebody, and all of a sudden they'd be, oh, yeah, sure, yeah, hey, no problem. And I was like, why did they tell me it was difficult? Because maybe they thought it was when they were starting out, and whenever they teach people, 85% of people have difficulty. And I thought, I don't want to be on that part of it. I want to be on the easy side. So I'll just make everything easy for me. I'll go through some steps that they're guiding me through, but I may wander along the trail. And if I see a nice flower, I'm going to stop and smell it. And that just, those two things, worthy and loving yourself, really, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you to everybody that comes to the class, because that reminds me when I see the world outside and, you know, whatever, traffic accidents and police pulling over people on the freeway and all that stuff. It's like, that's not me. That's not me. I love myself, and God wants us to be a full expression of Him,
right,
her, whatever. And
yes.
Through whatever happens, the stuff that happens every day, things happen.
Good.
I remember that stuff, and I've even taught Chris that kind of stuff.
Good.
My son, like, he would tell me, oh, this teacher doesn't like me, and every day he's like grinding me. Oh, you didn't hand in the homework. Oh, you didn't write your name at the top. Oh, you didn't do this. I said, Chris, you want to fix it? I go, there's only one person you need to fix. I said, you have to love yourself first, and then you got to love him. I go, even if you don't like him, you got to love him. Don't tell him, and don't even tell him that you love him. Chris started doing that for about a day. He came home one day, he said, you know what? He said, Mr. K is nice to me now. I said, really? I said, did you change something on the homework? Did you, like, stop talking in class? Did you start reading the book? He goes, not really. I'm doing the same thing I was doing before. He goes, and Mr. K's nice to me. Now he comes and talks to me, and he asks me questions about phones or video games or basketball or whatever. And Chris knows a little bit about that stuff, but I said it was because you changed yourself.
Yes.
And then you loved him, and he can, now you guys are on the same page, I guess.
The only thing you can ever do is change your own self, and you can only change your own mind. You cannot change anybody else's mind. Now, I'll make a few comments here about when you saw the ambulances and all the stuff that goes out there, and when people talk down to you and all. Remember, you do not live in that universe. That's their universe. Do not go to their universe. You're making your own universe. And his son, Chris, is a golfer. And what do we know about golfing? A good golfer, we'll use Tiger Woods as an example, they are able to focus in their mind so that the ball goes where they want it to. That's pure metaphysics, and it's pure quantum physics. Our mind focused drives that ball where you want it to go. You can try that. It's done with focus. And the reason why most people are not manifesting, you cannot focus your mind long enough. You have to be able to focus your mind and keep it focused. Does anyone remember our friend Emmett Fox in the Manual Equivalent? If you have a camera open, a lens of a camera, and you put a vase in front of it, and then you put something else in front of it, and then something else in front of it, and then something else in front of it, and then you develop that picture, you get a big blur. But if you hold that lens open, that focus, on the vase, you will get a picture of the vase. That is the way your mind works. It's done with focus. But we are thrown off, as Thomas said. He would start to do something, and somebody would say, oh, it's not coming, or this isn't happening, and you start to lose your focus. Do not lose your focus. Keep it focused. I think you did it. Christine and Jerry are reading another Emmett Fox, The Golden Key. And the whole thing of The Golden Key is to focus on God. And to keep God with you. Don't think of your problem. Think of God. You've read it, and that's what you do. That's called focus. You focus on God. If you're going to focus on the problem, and what do people focus on most? I don't have money. I don't have the career I want. I don't have the relationship I want. Well, there goes your focus. You have to keep your mind on what you want. The world wants to pull your attention away from you. Other people want to pull your attention to something else. You must keep your focus and your attention on what you want. And if you do that, you will manifest. You will absolutely manifest. I found this, and I think I've done this once before for you. There is a law in psychology that if you form a picture in your mind of what you would like to be, and you keep and hold that picture there long enough, you will soon become exactly as you have been thinking. Focus. It's focus. So think of that. What are you focusing on? And use that. And we had, didn't do that last week, but we're going to do it. We might as well stand up and do it now since it's so powerful. Let's do the matter dance. I matter, I matter, I really, really matter. I matter, I matter, I really, really matter. Yes. So, it's always going to boil down to that idea that you are worthy, you are deserving, you are totally lovable, and that you matter. So keep your mind focused on that. We are not taught those things. We are not taught that we are worthy. And the reason why most of us are not manifesting is because we don't think we deserve it. You know, we don't think that we deserve it. I'll ask you a quick question. When you, this money, when your wife first heard it, did she think that you were worthy of getting it? Did she think you did enough work? Did she think you did something? Good.
She didn't understand
it. Yes.
But after she didn't understand it, she just stopped thinking about it. She went back to doing whatever she
wanted. Yeah, because here again, the practical metaphysics, and then there's a practical way of thinking, and most people think, well, I'm very practical. That's never going to happen. So you must know that it's always going to happen. Now, I'm going to give you a Florence Shin affirmation, which works. Large sums of money come to me under grace in perfect ways. Large sums of money come to me under grace in perfect ways. Remember, do not try to figure out where the money is coming from, where your good is coming from. You are fun and entertainment. This thing called the universe is God. Or God is the ways and means. This thing will figure out a way to do it for you, which will be under this thing we call grace, which we call grace. Why we're talking about that, I don't know how many people have lived in the South. They always are talking about amazing grace. I had a friend that wasn't from the South, and he could not understand. He thought Amazing Grace was Wonder Woman's sister. Because you don't hear that in the North, Amazing Grace. You may hear Grace, but you don't hear it in the South. They thump that into your head, Amazing Grace. How sweet the sound. Yes, Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound. So, keep your mind focused on what you are. You are perfection. You are perfection. And this universe wants to give you everything that you can conceive. Everything that you can conceive, the universe wants to give to you. That is another reason why we're here. Not only to learn to love ourselves, but to learn to manifest so that we can prove this teaching, so that we can prove this thing called God. Otherwise, we are just reading about God. We're just reading about God and we just, oh, well, isn't that a lovely concept? Isn't that a wonderful idea? God is bigger than an idea. God is bigger than anything our finite mind can come up with. And that's what we have to realize, that there, this power in the universe is a power for good, and it operates through you. It operates through you. So think of those things. Get rid of the idea that there's anything in this world that is ungodly. Start to see God everywhere. Start to see how amazing this life is. I had this wonderful thought the other day, and I saw it again tonight at dinner. Jerry had the most beautiful plate of food put in front of him. Multiple colors. I mean, it looked like a piece of artwork. Now, think of this. Here we are on this planet. We have more food, more abundance, than we know what to do with. But think of the shapes, the colors, the tastes, the smells. Could you think up all those things? Yellows and oranges and greens and reds when you see food. I mean, it's beautiful. All that is God. God loving you so much. If God didn't love you, my God, everything would be gray. You'd have mush every day. Mush. But God says, here, look at this. Look at these vegetables. Look at how beautiful. And look at the colors. You see? This is the way you must train your mind to think. You are truly, 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 truly being taken care of. Being taken care of. And even when you think that you're not, you are. How many wonderful things come into your life, and we take it sometimes for granted. Stop taking things for granted. I told you a long time ago, I get just an absolute thrill out of opening up my refrigerator. The light goes on and I see all that gorgeous food in there. I mean, the colors, all that. I mean, I go, oh, isn't that beautiful? I don't say, oh, refrigerator, and slam the door shut. You know, you have to start seeing God everywhere. God everywhere. All the vegetables, all the foods out there has to be God. Can't be anything else. You say you can't have God and a green pepper. You can have God as a green pepper. These are the ways that you change your mind about thinking. Keep it simple. And that's what we talked about last week with Florence Shin. Everything was simple. It was absolutely simple. We didn't have to go into any of that. So what are the simple things to remember? First of all, that you are perfect. Or you can say you're whole and complete and perfect. You can say that you're worthy, deserving, totally lovable. And that you matter. Let that sink in to your consciousness. When that sinks into your consciousness, your whole life will change. When you start to see everything as God, when you start to see all the beauty around you, then you're starting to see God. You're starting to see God. If you think that one day everyone wants to die and go to heaven and see God, well, you're not going to see God in heaven. You think that's going to happen? I don't think so. You're nuts. God is present right here and right now in everything. And everything on this planet is absolutely beautiful. And what isn't beautiful, don't pay attention to. Do not pay attention. The world wants you to drag you. Last week I said to you, and I used that and I told you, what are you drawing to you? What are you drawing to you? You see? Draw things to you. I found this. I don't know who wrote this, but it was in my drawer. It's not my handwriting. I am available for more good than I have ever experienced, realized or imagined before in my life. I am available for more good than I have ever experienced, realized, or imagined before in my life. Use your imagination. Make yourself available for all the good that is out there. Stop telling yourself that you cannot, that you can't have that good. You see, as soon as you say to yourself, I can't have that good, what does the universe say? You're absolutely right, you can't. The universe will not argue with you. It will never argue with you. It always makes you right. Always makes you right. So, what is going on in your consciousness? So, see the world as not an ungodly place. And what's going on in the world is not ungodly. What's going on in the world has always gone on in the world. But what did this teacher, this master teacher Jesus say? I am in this world, but I am not of this world. Do not be of the world. When the world gets your attention, you are in the world. Do not allow that to happen. Keep what they call a single eye. A single eye is a focused eye. If you keep a single eye, the ball will go where you want it to. If you keep a single eye, what you are trying to manifest will manifest. But it requires focus and what they call the single eye. And we do not have that sometimes in our life because there is too much noise. There are too many things begging for your attention. And you must say, no thank you. Here is what I want. I'm going to sit here, calm myself, and find that peace inside of me. That peace of knowing that I am perfect, that I am whole, that I am complete. And then it will manifest on the outside of life. Because everything is from the inside to the outside. The world teaches you just opposite of that. Don't listen to the world. We've always been taught the opposite. I'm not down on the world at all for that. I'm delighted that I finally figured it out. Otherwise, I wouldn't be on this plane of action. I would have checked out a long time ago if I thought that the world is what the world tells me it is. You see, live in your own universe. Live in a loving space, you see. And don't see anything as ungodly. Nothing is ungodly. You deserve it all. Why do you deserve it all? Because you are part of the universe itself. You are part of God. We are interconnected in everything that we do. And we use our thinking to do that. We use our thinking to do that. Maybe our communications coordinator there will tell you what one of the talks are going to be. Well, we're going to talk about all is thought. All is thought. There is nothing outside of thought, people. Do not allow your mind to confuse you about that. It's your thinking that's doing everything. It's your mind that's doing everything. So hold yourself in complete perfection. In complete perfection. And it's wonderful. And so are you, and so am I, and therein's the lesson. Thank you.